Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, always fun to dive in.
Today we're going to be taking a closer look at the Plank Firm Luxe mattress.
So excited.
And to help us unpack all the details, I've got an expert here with us today.
Happy to be here.
But before we get started, just a quick reminder to check out the show notes for a special discount link.
Yes, definitely don't want to miss that.
On the Plank Firm Luxe.
It's a good one.
All right, so you're thinking about a new mattress.
Mm-hmm.
It can feel like a pretty huge decision, right?
It really can.
We spend like a third of our lives on these things.
Oh yeah, at least.
So comfort and support are really key.
Absolutely.
But how do you know which mattress is truly right for you?
That's the question, isn't it?
Well, that's where this deep dive comes in.
Okay, let's do it.
We're dissecting a recent article from Mattress Advisory
that
breaks down the safety features and potential benefits of the Plank Firm Luxe.
Sounds good.
And believe me, there's a lot to unpack. So the first thing that caught my eye was that the Plank Firm Luxe is flippable.
Oh, that's interesting.
One side is a firm 7 out of 10.
Okay.
And the other side is an extra firm 9 out of 10.
Wow. So you've got options.
Talk about options,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So this flippability is more than just a cool feature, though.
Oh, okay. How so?
It actually addresses a real problem I think a lot of people face when mattress shopping.
Yeah, what's that?
Finding that perfect firmness.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Think about it.
Okay.
You order a mattress online.
Uh-huh.
It arrives.
Yeah.
And it's either too firm or too soft.
Ugh, the worst.
What do you do?
You're kind of stuck with it.
You're stuck with it.
Right.
So having two firmness options built into one mattress,
that's
pretty genius.
I mean, that is pretty smart. Yeah.
It is.
It's like the best of both worlds. You can try one side.
Exactly.
If you don't like it, flip it over.
And it's especially great, I think, for couples who have different needs.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
One person likes it firm.
Mm-hmm.
The other person likes it a little softer.
Everyone's happy.
Problem solved.
That's great.
Okay, but what about the materials?
Yeah, what's it made of?
What's this mattress actually made of?
Right.
The article mentions something about CertiPure US certified foam.
Okay.
And an Okotek certified cover.
Mm-hmm.
What does all that even mean?
Those are some big words.
I know, right.
Okay, so those certifications.
Yeah.
Those are really important when it comes to mattress safety and quality.
Okay.
They basically mean that the mattress has been rigorously tested and is free of harmful chemicals.
So, like, what kind of harmful chemicals are we talking about here?
Oh, we're talking things like heavy metals.
Okay.
Formaldehyde, ozone depleters.
Wow.
You name it.
No one wants to sleep on a chemical cocktail.
Exactly. No one.
So these certifications are basically like a seal of approval.
Pretty much, yeah.
For health-conscious sleepers.
They show that the company cares about your health and the environment.
That's good.
And with growing concerns about, you know, the long-term effects of sleeping on materials.
Yeah.
That off-gas harmful chemicals.
Right.
Those certifications can provide some peace of mind.
I can see why.
Definitely.
Speaking of off-gassing.
Yeah.
The article mentions that the Plank Firm Luxe has minimal off-gassing.
Oh, that's good.
With any initial odor gone within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, so you don't have to air it out for like a week.
Exactly.
That's nice.
And that's directly related to those non-toxic materials we just talked about.
Oh, okay, right.
So you can breathe easy.
Literally.
Literally, knowing that you're not inhaling a bunch of chemicals while you sleep.
Much better sleep that way.
Exactly.
So we've talked about safety.
Uh-huh.
But the benefits don't stop there.
Oh, there's more.
This mattress is built to last.
Okay.
The article highlights its lifespan.
Right.
An impressive 7 to 10 years.
Wow. Okay, that's longer than a lot of mattresses I've owned.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What's their secret?
Well, the Plank Firm Luxe is designed with high-density foam.
Okay.
And reinforced coils to prevent sagging.
Makes sense.
And maintain support over time.
Cool.
Yeah, so that durability is really key when you're investing in a mattress.
Yeah, you don't want to replace it every couple years.
Exactly. You want something that's going to last.
Right.
For a while.
So it's good to know that this one is built to last.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting.
Ooh, okay. Tell me more.
The Plank Firm Luxe is actually endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association.
Wow, the ACA.
Yeah, the ACA.
That's not something you see every day.
You're right. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. What does that even mean for a mattress?
Well, it speaks to the mattress's focus on spinal health.
Okay.
And right. Proper alignment.
Which is so important.
And so crucial for a good night's sleep.
For sure.
You know, so many people wake up with back pain.
Yeah.
Because their mattress doesn't provide adequate support.
I've been there.
So could this mattress actually make a noticeable difference
mm.
for someone dealing with like chronic back pain?
That's a great question.
I know, right?
And while it's not a substitute for professional medical advice...
Of course, right.
The ACA endorsement does suggest...
Yeah.
...that this mattress could potentially help with back pain...
Interesting.
...and improve sleep posture.
That's great.
Yeah. So...
Okay, before we move on to some of the other features...
Okay.
...I just want to remind our listeners about that special discount link in the show notes.
Yes, definitely check it out.
Make sure you check it out.
It's a good one.
All right.
So what else is there? So, you know, endorsements and fancy features are great.
Sure.
But what about real-world experiences?
Right. Good point.
The mattress advisory article actually delves into some user feedback.
Oh, cool. I love hearing what actual sleepers have to say.
Yeah.
It's one thing to talk about specs.
Right.
But it's another to see how a mattress actually performs in someone's home night after night.
Absolutely. So.
Okay. So what are people saying?
Well, one area where some users have expressed differing opinions is edge support.
Interesting. I thought we talked about that earlier. The Plank Firm Lux has those reinforced coils around the perimeter, right?
It does.
So what's the issue?
It seems like the level of support can vary depending on individual preferences and sleep positions.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Edge support is one of those things that can be really subjective.
Exactly what feels supportive to one person might feel too soft to another.
Totally. So if edge support is like super important to you.
Yeah.
It might be worth digging a little deeper into those user reviews to see what other people have experienced.
Good advice.
All right. What else?
Okay. So another point that came up in the article.
Yeah.
Is the Plank Firm Lux's suitability for side sleepers.
Interesting.
Given its overall firmness, some reviewers have suggested that it might not be the best choice for those who prefer sleeping on their side.
Hmm. That's interesting. I've always been a back sleeper, so I don't have a lot of experience with the needs of side sleepers.
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
Side sleepers typically need a bit more cushioning around their hips and shoulders to avoid pressure points and maintain proper spinal alignment.
I see.
A mattress that's too firm can actually create discomfort.
So while the Plank Firm Lux might be a dream come true for back and stomach sleepers, side sleepers might need to look elsewhere.
Not necessarily.
Oh, there are ways to modify it.
There are? Yeah.
How so?
Things like mattress toppers or specific types of pillows.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's like customizing your sleep experience.
I like that.
Me too.
All right, so what else did the article mention?
Let's see. The article also mentions the thickness of the Plank Firm Lux.
Okay.
It comes in at a substantial 13.25 inches.
Wow.
Making it a high-profile mattress.
Okay. I have to admit, I don't really think about mattress thickness all that often.
I don't blame you.
Why is that important?
Well, it can affect several things.
Okay, like what?
Like how easy it is to get in and out of bed.
Right.
The overall feel of the mattress.
Yeah.
And even its compatibility with certain bed frames.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. You don't want to buy a mattress only to find out it makes your bed feel like a towering platform.
Right. Or that it doesn't fit properly in your existing bed frame.
Exactly. It's all about those little details that can really impact your overall sleep experience.
For sure. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
I think it's important to address the elephant in the room.
What's that? Price?
Yes. The bottom line, the mattress advisory article doesn't explicitly mention the price of the Plank Firm Lux.
Uh-huh.
But it does hint that it's positioned as a higher-end product.
Yeah. That makes sense, considering all the premium features we've talked about.
Yeah, all those safe materials.
That durability.
The ACA endorsement.
It's clearly not a budget mattress.
Right. So for those of you listening who are price conscious, it's important to weigh those features against your budget.
But you know what they say, you get what you pay for.
That's true.
And when it comes to something as important as sleep, investing in a high-quality mattress can be a game changer.
Absolutely. And to help you make that investment a little easier.
Yes.
Don't forget to check out that special discount link in the show notes.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about user experiences, side sleeper considerations, mattress thickness, and even touched on price.
It's a lot to consider.
But the deep dive isn't over yet.
Oh, there's more.
In the final part.
Okay.
We'll zoom out.
Right.
And look at how the Plank Firm Lux stacks up against its competitors.
Ooh.
In the broader mattress market.
I'm excited to see how it compares.
All right. We're back for the final part of our deep dive into the Plank Firm Lux.
Yeah. Wrapping things up.
We've explored its features.
Mm-hmm.
Dug into user feedback.
For sure.
Even talked about those impressive certifications.
Lots of. But now it's time to kind of step back and see how the Plank Firm Lux fits into the larger mattress landscape.
Yeah, good point. It's easy to get laser focused on one specific product,
Right.
but there's a whole world of mattresses out there.
So true. So how does the Plank Firm Luxe stack up against its competitors?
Well, first, let's consider the target audience.
Okay.
Given its firmness and that all-important ACA endorsement, it's safe to say the Plank Firm Luxe is aiming for back and stomach sleepers
Makes sense.
who prioritize support and spinal health.
Right. It's like they've carved out a niche for themselves within the mattress market.
Exactly. So when we look at competitors,
Yeah.
we're talking about other firm mattresses that cater to a similar audience,
Okay.
perhaps those with a focus on back pain relief or similar endorsements.
Now I'm curious about price. We've touched on this a bit already.
Yeah.
But how does the Plank Firm Luxe compare to other mattresses in its category?
So the article doesn't give us a specific price point,
Right.
but the overall impression is that this is a higher-end product.
Yeah, that makes sense when you consider the premium materials, the focus on safety, and that lifetime warranty.
All those things add up.
So for someone on a tight budget, this might not be the most accessible option.
You're right, there are definitely more affordable mattresses out there,
Okay.
but as we've discussed, the Plank Firm Luxe offers a unique combination of features and benefits
Right.
that you might not find at a lower price point.
So it comes down to,
Yeah.
is it worth the investment?
I think that's a question only the individual listener can answer.
That's fair.
It really comes down to your priorities and what you value most in a mattress.
I like that no one size fits all answer.
Exactly. Everyone's different.
Right.
If you're someone who prioritizes safety, durability, support,
Yeah.
and those specific features we've discussed,
Uh-huh.
then investing in the Plank Firm Luxe might be a decision you won't regret.
True. But if you're on a stricter budget
Right.
or have different needs,
Totally.
there might be other options out there
Yeah, tons of options.
that align better with your preferences.
So it all circles back to doing your
I
research
agree.
and weighing those individual factors.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, so to wrap up this deep dive into the Plank Firm Luxe.
Yeah. What's the one key takeaway you'd like our listeners to remember?
Okay, so I think the biggest takeaway is that the Plank Firm Luxe offers a really unique combination of features
Okay.
that might make it a game changer for certain types of sleepers,
Yeah.
specifically back and stomach sleepers.
Makes sense.
Looking for a firm, supportive mattress with a focus on spinal health.
Okay, but like any mattress,
Right.
it's not for everyone.
Exactly.
And the decision ultimately comes down to individual needs and preferences.
Couldn't agree more.
Well said. All right, so for those of you who want to learn more,
Yeah.
don't forget to check out the full mattress advisory article.
Definitely a good read.
And of course, that special discount link in our show notes.
Yes, please take advantage of that.
All right, thanks for joining us for another deep dive, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll catch you next time.
Sleep well, everyone.